Ryan, stop now, please. Ryan. Right, are you? Yeah, she's playing with a baby Martin. Come on, Ryan. Ryan, shall we do your bum?
Yeah.
Are you finished? Yeah? Right, come on. Oh, hold on. That was a good leg rub. Ryan, that's the best leg rub I've ever had. Thank you. Right, wash hands, come. Here. Wash hands. Oh, here, soap. There you go. You've got it, that's all you need. Rub it in. Rub it off.
I'm doing just what I want to boil it. This is best time for me.
Come on, get your hands dry now. Get your bum wiped. Where's Doris going? Ryan, do you want to taste a bit of this pie crust? Taste it.
No.
Taste it, it's nice. Just bite it. It's crust.
No.
Do you like pie crust? Bite it. How's that?
Yeah.
Wait again.
Make me a fan, Sarah. I make myself
fan. Hey, come on, get your trousers up and I'll put this on the table for you.
Excuse me.
Sarah, last week
I'm old.
We never get a chance to do the little review before we finished.
You didn't, did we?
Yeah.
My book and
yes, please. Yes, please. Because there's one important point I want to make sure you've got on it.
Yeah,
you go with Sarah. Go on. Go.
And I'll go get
me
Dawkins.
Are you? Come on, pants up. Pants up and pie eating. I think I knocked over your drink. Oh, you still got drink in your cartons, Ryan. Ryan. Shall we go to Asda and get some apples? And then go to the park with some water or bubbles.
Yeah.
I think this would be hello. I think this would be a good day for bubbles.
Bubbly boo.
So if we go up, take your tie off.
No, I'm going to Whitby High School.
Rhoda,
red and yellow.
Rhoda, you get too warm like you were last week. You were a lot happier and a lot better once you'd taken that top off and put on my top.
I've had a miserable day of it, that's why I'm bad.
No, you're pretty good.
You don't know the day I've had Rhoda, a miserable one.
Rhoda, take your tie off and get cooler. Hold on till we get this little boy's button done. There you go, how's that? Right, Missy's quick review.
Apologies for not reviewing, okay?
Madam Chairman, we accept.
Okay. It's all typed. If I put a scribble through it, it's typed. But I can always add to it, okay? That's not a problem.
Ryan, don't squirt here. Thank you.
That's right, read my writing. Aurora and Ryan arrive. Don't get unpicky. Within 10 minutes, Aurora was demanding of Tom. Yeah. Tom's attention, not allowing the conversation between Tom and Orion.
Yep.
Aurora says she's having a bad day, saying a so-called friend is blackmailing her. Aurora told a secret, apparently, to her friend.
No, I haven't told a secret.
No, this is what you said last week.
I haven't told her a secret. I was trying to tell her a secret.
I was trying to. Okay, well, I can put trying. I write it in red.
Oh, red. Oh.
Okay.
It's fancy, Miss Moneypenny.
Yeah. Aurora, perhaps it's a boy. Due to religion being a problem, possibly, this thousand told another friend and Aurora...
What?
Ryan, stop
what?
This now. Take it outside. Take it outside, darling.
Aurora fancies a boy, but due to religion, this may be a problem. And this friend told another friend.
That was about your Egyptian stuff.
What the hell?
That's what you said.
Wasn't it?
You said that the other person was going to make a fool of you because you liked Egyptian religion.
Yeah.
Ancient Egyptian.
I go back to that actually shortly, because before that, Aurora dropped Tom's humanity reader.
Yep.
Aurora was then dragging the drinks container. Tom told Aurora he will remove everything from her and she can sit in the corner. The conversation then went back. Tom told Aurora she's overreacting and actually nobody is bothered if she likes Egyptian religion. Aurora told Tom he's taking the piss. Tom looked at something. So Aurora lay on the floor, feigning crying.
Ryan, outside with that just now, please.
Yeah.
You're stopping our meeting. Go on.
Yeah.
Go on, take it outside. Outside, please. No. Orion.
Please.
Go out.
Okay. Tom asked if he hates
cats. Orion.
If he hates cats, he will get a taxi to take her home. Says his love is unconditional, but he will not tolerate her behaviour.
Yep.
That's word for word.
That is.
Yeah. I don't want to mention
it. Take it outside. Go fill it up in the tap and take it outside. Right.
Murky.
Just give me an idea.
No. Take that and do it.
A Murky Joe conversation. Murky Joe conversation. Murky Joe is a book, rather creepy, about a nightmare person.
Mocky Joe.
Aurora, excuse me. Talk nicer. Sarah's doing
Mocky
a good
Joe.
Job. We're helping each other, so speak nicely.
Mocky.
Yeah. Right.
Mocky.
Okay. Aurora mentioned MJ.
Right.
And Orion was off 30 feet, Aurora said he's frightened of him.
Yep.
Okay. Aurora then said...
Out!
Actually, I think after that I did say that you'd asked her not to talk about it, but she did.
Go fill up your spray.
Aurora said that Mum had said some nasty stuff about Tom. Aurora said, when crying, Abel cuddled her, being loving and saying that Tom did not do anything.
No.
Yeah. That's what you said.
Look, she lay hugging me and then when Abel just stopped crying, she started, she didn't know what to do. And she was worried about me and then you came and instead of helping me, you started videoing her doing nothing.
Yeah, that's the point of it though, saying that
she
didn't do it. That's
the whole point. She's saying...
I can't write everything. Individually down,
yeah.
But the point is there.
Yep.
Yeah, is that correct?
Yep.
Talking about Tom going away on business trips and doing nasty things to her. Ken then said she can be done for treason if she goes to court. She wants to go to court but feels unable to. 7-inch tablet. Mum has hidden this. Last week they were all... 7-inch tablet. Apparently Mum was hidden this. Last week, Aurora said that it had been broken. Yeah? Aurora talking about Graham Thompson said she would like to write him a letter to say she misses him. Can't hit his home as Mum will shout as can only contact her, Abel's family. Aurora speaking about Tom's age and complaining to and comparing to Tom's dad who died early age. Also about a baby who died at young. Aurora then told Tom
a baby that died young?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Can't remember it.
Daniel?
You
mentioned a baby.
He died young?
Would you listen to this just now?
Aurora told Tom that she loved him. But she did, she just came out.
Dad,
yeah.
Dad,
okay,
watch me outside.
Go on then.
General shopping down.
The casual vacancy by J.K. Rowling was given to Aurora by Tom. And then Esther St. Corby and Anxie Bit seemed to disappear. So all plays in the back garden before and after tea. Lots of ball to play with, lots and lots of laughter and chasing each other.
That's it.
Was there anything I didn't get there?
No.
Yeah.
What?
I'm
going to
miss you when you die. And you said you didn't
I'm
going to
come back and haunt you all
you
time.
You said you're going to die at 65.
I'm not dying early. I've got a lot to do yet.
You said you're dying at 65?
No.
Actually, do you want to sign up
then? Dad. You're scared of me, Dad.
Boy.
Yeah.
No! I'm getting it down as much as a...
The major part I wanted to make sure was this bit about she's been told that she can't go to court and talk to the judge.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Oh, there
Dad.
Well, see, I brought you a spare top, but don't get too wet yet because we want to walk to Asda to buy apples. Yeah.
I used to be able to actually. What kind
of
used to be able to do about 110?
Do you know? That brought back memories there all of a sudden because in either first or second year, secondary school, I did shorthand. I was doing just about everything. And also did knitting, I did home economics.
Yeah.
I was doing all the mechanics and the physics and all that stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
But I did all the girly things as well for fun.
Yeah.
And I was doing my crochet.
Mine. Jenny, my daughter-in-law, her dad, he crocheted blankets for two girls when they were first born.
Yeah.
He lives in the army. My dad works a sewing machine better than my mum. He makes all the jam. Mum just sits there emailing on a computer, knitting on the music system and pottering in the garden. Yeah. Oh, she hangs washing out.
Oh, we found, listen, hold on a second, this might involve you.
Dad!
Rora, a second. What? Under your bed, I found a rug kit.
Oh, yeah.
For making a rug.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Do you still want it?
Yes, I do.
Right. So if you hadn't wanted it, I was going to bring
it.
Why don't you bring it here and do half an hour of it? Well,
I could bring it here.
Because you're here for 3 hours, aren't you? Might give us something to do.
I'm hoping things will improve dramatically one way or the other.
Yeah. I got a little baby bird in the garden yesterday.
Aww.
But you know, and we tried to save it and take it to mum and dad, yeah. But then mum was about to phone the RCPA, well mum wasn't going to phone the RCPA. And I was like, mum, phone the RCPA please, this bird's like, maybe like going to die from a cat and she had to get to mum and dad. And he was like, no, I'm not phone the RCPA. And then we found out, yeah, that the bird, it stays on the ground until its feathers are fully produced, then it'll fly up to the nest again.
RSPCA won't touch it.
They won't touch it.
It's
so many die each year.
Yeah.
So there's an information on it to how you do it.
But there's lots of them do die, Rory. Mother Nature works on the principle of so many will survive.
Yeah, I've been looking at...
Dad, I know how to make a rainbow.
Let's go and have a look at this rainbow.
Are we
in a little while going to go to Asda? I want some apples for you. I want some... Rora, you had some meat. Eat another bit of crust.
No.
Well, I'll eat it. But we need to get you some fruit.
Disgusting.
Right, can I tell you a secret about losing weight? Do you know what happens when you don't eat? Look at me. Your body, your metabolic system slows right down, yeah? So losing weight is actually very hard. Your body basically is designed to suffer. Feast and famine, yeah? Your body's designed for that. So when you go into a famine, do you know what your body does?
I've done it before and I lost weight.
And then you gained it again.
Nope.
You've entered feast and famine. If you want to lose weight and do it properly, what you do is eat the right foods and get plenty of exercise and it'll just happen. Yeah? But if you do this starving...
Well, I'm eating wrong.
Hang on.
No, I'm not. I don't know what
Rora.
I'm doing wrong.
Well, write
I'm
down...
I'm going to go like this.
Rora, I'll give you a diary. And every day, write down every single thing you...
I don't want to go to Asda. I've no choice.
I'm not writing down
I don't need to go into great depth.
What's wrong? Do it.
Aurora.
Rory. Come quick.
What?
Not our workers
in the office. What? You've got to
let it off if you want.
It's
not our workers.
Well,
I'm here.
Yeah. Three
workers from
Bubbly's
Nose. Where?
Well, just do it. Go quick, do it. Roll that duck, hit me in the head. Practical prank. So let's just end my food. Just my food. Just my food. Oh, here.
Go and ask the balloon back.
Go and ask the balloon back, alright? You look cute. They'll not shout at you. You look dead cute. Nobody's going to hurt you. Huh? No. No games on the phone.
You don't want to hear Aurora. We haven't got the same.
Actually, for Ryan. Here.
Dad, I'm going to show you my fancy moon.
Before that, quick.
I'm going to show you the wooden game.
Come and see this first.
Can you use the same room?
Yeah. I'm going to do it on the table outside.
Right, but hold on. We've got a new thing on the tablet.
What?
And you'll like this. This is a story. Remember that last story we had, the night-night story?
Yes. Yeah. The morning story?
This is another one, called Amelie or something. Right, while the tablet's waking up, let's see your dancing.
Look outside the window.
Hold on a minute, darling.
Look down on the computer now. Please.
Well, give us a second to see this dancing. Right, come and watch this. Hold on, we'll video him. Hold on. I'll video you.
Should he be on that table?
He's okay.
You know, you have to wave the ball, and when you spray that,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. when you spray that,
mm-hmm.
that means volume. And when you rub it off, that means...
I'm going to stand out here with you and video you, yeah?
Okay.
Give me a second to hold your hand. Let me feel. That's okay. Right, hold on. It's fine. Wait till I get started. Oi! You going to do the haka?
No.
Are you ready? We are videoing. That's it. Do the haka.
No.
Do you remember? Oh. Do you remember how to do the haka, Ryan?
What's the haka?
The rugby. Remember the rugby men?
You remember watching Thor? Is it Wasabi Thor?
Right, Rora, here. Ryan, come and see this.
Oh, no.
Oh, you should watch this as well. It's dead good. Take it back again. Have a seat soon. This is lovely. Put it back a bit so Ryan can see it. Wait, Rory. Touch all the wee bubbles. Press all the bubbles to see what's in them.
Oh, they've got two
look.
No,
wait, no, look.
No, don't, Dad! Look, it's got two wheels.
Right, press the bubbles to see what's in them.
Oh,
each bubble at a time. The bubble! Press the bubble!
I am Dad!
Right, press. You want to take your hand down so people can see. Press the bubble.
I can't see them.
Yeah. Oh, I can see them now. I couldn't see the bubbles.
Well, I can't see them.
That one's partly hidden. The big one at the front of the people.
Okay.
There's three over here.
Don't touch them.
Put your hand down so other people can see.
I can see some.
One in the middle, one at the bottom. Oh, whoops.
down, down.
Right. What's the one
in
the beautiful. And the one in the middle of the house, what's that?
I've seen that one.
Alright, so the next one.
Every day, the friends would set out for
their... No, it's got no legs, Mom.
Right, next one. What's the next one? Nothing. No, that doesn't do anything. Apart from stopping it. Rora, put your other hand down so people can see this hand. Press next one.
What's this part?
They didn't need much to have fun. The most important thing was the power.
Why don't you let him read first and then touch all the bits?
No.
Obviously too genteel a game for her.
I can't be bothered, mate.
Right, you want to give it to Orion to do some cheer?
No, I'm listening to it.
We've never even read that bit of the story. You're supposed to be listening to the story instead of killing insects.
On the way back to them, your friend's going to the bit. Don't you come back to them? You don't have a nice time. Right, shut up.
I don't know why I'm fighting in court for you.
Kevin Perry Age talking about speech. To get over it, Tom.
Oh, it's alright, I'm...
Another 10 years and they'll be over
I'm,
it.
I'm actually ish. Used to, I'm used to kids. I've done lots of work with kids. The problem is because she's not being regular. So it's a lovely, lovely picture, isn't it?
Gorgeous, lovely colours.
It's one of these sort of lovely go to bed things, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Did you see the other one we had?
Yes, I did. That was very good. What,
you
see
the
signs on the internet, download them?
Yeah. The other one,
Will you shut up?
The other one had an upgrade and then it stopped working.
Rora,
if you're going to do that, I'm taking it off you and let Orion do the story. Oh!
Oh my god, it's Green Lantern.
In search of souls. What's at his feet? What's at his feet? What's that hiding behind the tree?
Right,
next. They're all scared of him. Or push it back a bit so other people can see, darling.
Go away!
All of a sudden, wine appears
to be... Or put your hand back and read the story.
...was to catch the tortoise soul and a large collection.
So he collects souls, Orion, yeah? Do. Quack. Oh, there he's stealing his soul. Right. If I get custody of her, I'm going to feed her diazepam.
So sad.
Get it every morning. And our old date. What they've done
Shush!
Here.
Children.
Do you want a shout to that? Yeah. Well, part of the hilarity there is that the free bit.
Yeah.
And to finish the tale, you've got to pay for it.
No.
Swine.
Dad, what's the password?
Oh, 398.
Wine is fine.
Hmm?
Wine is fine. You have to pay for it. Get money out.
I downloaded that in Asda. You know, I got the Asda for my free Wi-Fi. So I went to Asda and I sat there, I downloaded books, the audio books. So I downloaded that.
Come and get kimchi.
And then, I waited till I was home before I played it.
Yeah.
And it stopped. It's like that moment.
Yeah, it kept going in after.
No, I have to pay for it.
It
was like, my dad always used to tell us that they went to the cinema because they were kids.
Listen, Sarah, I think, please.
They went to the cinema when they were kids. It'd be jelly jars, yeah? You paid a jelly jar against the cinema. And you get these short films, you know, Flash Gordon and Tarzan and everything. And they'd be in a terrible state. Mm-hmm. And the film finishes. And if you go next week to see it. And when you got there, the crisis had gone. It had been resolved.
Yeah.
There was no crisis.
No crisis,
yeah. It used to drive them nuts.
Yeah.
Come on, we'll go to the kitchen. Bring it with you, Ryan. But it's amazing when you think about it, jelly jars to get into the cinema. And nowadays, you know.
Yeah, certainly. My uncle comes from a place called Shildon, Bishop Bolton. That's where he was born. And the nickname for that place was Jam Jar City. Because
Ryan, bring it. Come on, quick.
My uncle was born to make them so poor. They'd take jam jars back.
And get come on, me man.
And there's a book on called Jam Jar City.
Go on, me man. Right. Did you get the chocolate? Right. Look. Orion, are you going to have a kimchi as well?
I'm going to keep on doing this one.
Okay, you keep doing that one. I'll boil. Oh, there's that water there. That'll do. That's the chocolate that's slightly out of date. Oh, sure, it's lovely. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
In actual fact, there was a really bizarre one somebody bought me one time. They got out of Aldi or something, and it was chocolate with bits of chilli in it, yeah?
Okay,
Now, most chilli chocolate I've had before, what they do is they grind it up finely and they put it through the chocolate. This one, it was lumps of chilli, yeah? Now, this was brilliant because what would happen, you would be sucking away at this stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a lump of the chilli would hit you. And Sarah, the effect was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
I've got yours, mate.
You went in here?
No, I thought I'll use this thing too. Yeah. Yeah,
it's done now, so it's mushy for you. You can see how it's mushy. There you go, Dad.
You can keep the straw if you want.